SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Vanuatu's Minister for Climate Change, Ralph Regenvanu, has emerged as one of the Pacific's most influential and principled public figures, combining political leadership with cultural advocacy and a sustained commitment to climate justice. In an exclusive interview with SBS, he said that current issues with fuel security and supply wouldn't influence the negotiations between Australia and Vanuatu to finalise the Nakamal Agreement. The treaty, initialled in August last year but not yet finalised, aims to enhance economic, security and cultural cooperation between the two countries. He told SBS's Rayanne Tamer that the current fuel crisis presents Australia with a unique opportunity to become an alternative energy superpower.
Thanks so much for your time, Minister. First off, could you give me a sense of what this current fuel crisis is and how this fuel crisis is impacting the people of Vanuatu?
At present, there is no impact. We have, because we're such a small consumer, our stocks are reasonably okay. We received, the latest tanker came in, is coming in this week. We expect the first price rises to hit at the beginning of May, and where the government is now devising measures to ensure that that impact of price rise is not too much, or we're trying to absorb it somehow. So our concern up until the end of June is not so much supply, but it's a more price increase. Beyond the end of June, we don't know what to expect.
What do you think this current fuel crisis tells the Pacific and the world about the dependence of fossil fuels?
Well, obviously, we are too dependent on energy sources that don't come from our own, that we don't control. So we don't have any sovereignty at all when it comes to the main supply of fossil fuels that supplies our main energy grid and our land and sea transport. We are transitioning our electricity grid as fast as we can. We have a national energy roadmap target of 100% renewable electrification by 2030, and we will be close to achieving that. I think we will achieve that by maybe 2033 or something. So we are on the way, but we need to transition faster so that we can avoid the shocks, the economic uncertainty, the economic challenges we face, and also the large amount of revenue, government revenue that we spend, having to spend on diesel, but also, obviously, in terms of climate change, which is the main existential threat to the Pacific Islands, we need to assist the whole world to get off fossil fuels.
While ministers like yourself are gathering to speak about, you know, removing the dependence of fossil fuels, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is travelling around the world to secure more diesel for Australia. How does that sit with you?
I think Australia has a great opportunity to transition to renewable energy, as it is already doing in the domestic market, and to speed that up. And any resources spent on additional fossil fuels is resources taken away from the transition. And I think Australia needs to think hard about where its future lies in terms of fossil fuel use. Australia is a member of the Pacific Islands Forum. The Pacific Islands Forum has repeatedly made statements that we need to transition away from fossil fuels. We need to find a pathway that leads to lower emissions that cause climate change, which is the main threat to ourselves. And so we would encourage Australia. There are many domestic efforts which are really speeding up the transition to net zero in the domestic economy. That needs to apply also to Australia's exports of fossil fuels, which are a main contributor to global warming. They need to be also looked at. And to go looking for even more fossil fuels from outside, I don't think it's the right approach.
Has the Vanuatu government reached out to Australia in requesting assistance for more fuel supply?
No.
Will it, do you think? I mean, if they're by June, if there's uncertainty around Vanuatu's fuel supply, what steps will the Vanuatu government in reaching out to its regional partners for assistance?
It could possibly happen. We'll see what happens. Most of the Pacific, we get our fossil fuel supply from Singapore. So we will need to see how we approach external partners to try and secure possible minimum levels of fossil fuels for the countries.
Is there a chance that Vanuatu could possibly reach out to China for assistance instead of Australia?
We are definitely going to reach out to China as well.
In terms of, I guess, regional partners of choice in this particular climate, which country would Vanuatu seek assistance to first or prioritise?
I imagine our priority will be depending on our main. We have pretty much one company that imports fuel to Vanuatu, it's Pacific Energy. It's a Tahitian-based company, and they are us working with us to strategize about how we reach out to different partners. And of course, yeah. Singapore being the source of our imports would be a key partner.
How much of how Australia is acting now in terms of shoring up its petrol and diesel from other nations, how much of that could impact whether Vanuatu chooses China ahead of Australia in locking in a security agreement?
The Nakumal agreement that's being considered now is a comprehensive strategic agreement with Australia. We are on the cusp of finalizing that. And I think the current issues with energy security and supply are new issues that have just come in the last few months, whereas this negotiation on Nakumal has been going on for longer than, as you know. And I don't think at this stage it's influencing anything to do with how we're negotiating that agreement.
When can we expect the Nakumal agreement to be finalised?
I can't really comment, but all I can say is I think we're very close, and in the next few days, Vanuatu should be finalizing its views, and then we'll see.
Should Australia be concerned in Vanuatu possibly prioritising or looking to China for assistance in its energy security?
I don't think anyone has anything to be concerned about Vanuatu doing what it does as a sovereign state. We are a non-aligned country. We have passed legislation last year amending our National Security Act to basically unequivocally say we are not going to be a militarized state in any way. We will never host any foreign military bases. We will never abide any foreign interference in our infrastructure. And I think that's a very strong commitment that's been made by the Parliament of Vanuatu in the passing of these amendments to laws. And it's more than we have seen from other partners in the region.
And just a last question, what message would you be sending to Australia at this critical time where the emergency of the climate is probably seen as a lower priority than that of the fuel crisis that's being felt around the world?
I think people need to be made more aware of the realities of the climate emergency we're in and the opportunities that this fuel crisis are now giving for us to really realize what we need to do, what the science says we need to do, what the advisory opinion of the ICJ says we need to do. The legal international law is very clear about what obligations on states are in terms of transitioning away from fossil fuels and addressing the climate crisis. The science is very clear. And this energy crisis that has come in with fossil fuel use, given Australia's potential status as a renewable energy superpower, this is an opportunity that should be seized by Australia to really show leadership internationally on the issue of climate change.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.